D.A. Ron Moore can hang his hat on some positive changes during his career, but as district attorney for 24 years, one does generate a track record and some baggage. One piece of baggage is a story you've been covering from the beginning, the status of a $175,000 audit of the Asheville Police Department evidence room. Take us back to the beginning of this story.
It's been over 3 years now since it was discovered that Asheville's evidence room was missing quantities of drugs, guns, and money. No one knows how much. Hence, City Council commissioned this extensive audit to see what was missing. To this day, however, the public has not seen that report, and we don't know just how much was missing.
The DA refused to release the audit. Five news organizations sued to force the DA to release it, among the news organizations WCQS, but the courts ruled in favor of the district attorney.
A judge ruled on behalf of both the district attorney and the city of Asheville and rejected our complaint, asking that the report be released to the public.
Williams campaigned on the need for transparency, but if the audit isn't released before Ron Moore leaves office, does it mean it will be forthcoming shortly after Williams is sworn in?
We don't know necessarily, and Williams told me last week that he doesn't know either. He's yet to see the audit. It's on his to-do list. He plans to review it in depth. But once he sees it, he says he'll have to determine what precisely he would or could do with that document.
Explain for us why Ron Moore repeatedly said there is an appropriate time for the audit to be released, but that time hasn't come.
As it happens, no one's been sentenced yet for stealing items from the evidence room. Last April, that is over a year ago, Lee Smith, the longtime evidence room manager, former evidence room manager, did plead guilty to federal charges of stealing drugs from the room, but he has still not been sentenced. And District Attorney Moore has said that until that sentencing happens, it would be unwise to release the results of the audit.
But what's the delay in the sentencing process for Lee Smith?
That's a question for federal prosecutors and a question about the federal prosecutorial system. It often drags on for quite a long time. This is not exactly atypical.
Has there been any indication that Ron Moore will share the audit with Todd Williams before he is actually sworn in as district attorney?
Well, on the one hand, Moore says he'll share the audit with all of us if and when Smith is sentenced, so that could happen before Moore is out of office. And Moore has also extended an offer to local defense attorneys to come and review the audit, and presumably that offer is open to Williams as well.
John Elliston is a reporter with Carolina Public Press, an online investigative news service. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.